Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, good.
It's 8:12, and there's a kid growing up in upstate New York. As Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Good morning. Better make it good today, Steve.
I used to listen to John Records Landecker doing Boogie Check through the static on my radio, doing my homework.
Me too.
And
Not in upstate New York, though.
Yeah, but I was in upstate New York, you know, and the point was, this, and I thought, this guy's the best. Turned out he was the best.
I was here in Chicago when he was the best.
The greatest disc jockey
of
all time.
Amen.
You know, you normally can't compare eras, all of that. But I got to meet him at one point very early on in my career. And it was the first time I was possibly going to get a job in Chicago. And he was working for an agent at the time. And he had listened to a show of mine. And he liked what I did. That's like Hank Aaron telling you you're a good hitter. I mean, it was that good. So it'd be super great, Dean, since I know he's at Channel 9, if you could just tell him I'm a big fan.
Well, maybe you can tell him yourself.
What?
Because
what?
He's
what?
Right here, Steve. I know you're shocked to hear that John Records Landecker, the one, the only, and
HOFer. That's what he is. He's an HOFer.
Inducted last night into the National Radio Hall of Fame. He's right here with us this morning.
Yeah, right. Please hold your applause until all people are mentioned. Thank you.
Yeah.
John Landecker, you are getting the coveted Steve Cochran Show sitting ovation.
Thank you. I know that is even bigger than the award last night.
How were you excited? Was it cool?
It is so out of body, weird, cosmic. I don't even really know how to describe it. Yeah, it was cool, of course, and it's great and all of that, but it's also strange, I got to say. It's strange.
You always seemed a little too modest for the human statue that you became. you know, counting you amongst my friends in the business, one of the great thrills of my life. Because I'm telling you, you are. And Dean, you'll back me up on this. You were a disc jockey. I was a disc jockey.
Yeah.
We couldn't carry Landecker's headphones. And by the way, we were pretty good.
I did a college paper on John Records Landecker.
What?
I wrote a paper for you.
I never heard
about
of this.
About your show. I had.
Do you have
audio,
still have it?
Audio clips? No.
The dot matrix paper, Dean. That you can,
no, this
you didn't
was,
save it.
This was hand typewriter.
Ooh,
this was
wow.
This was before dot matrix computers.
Yeah.
Dean chipped it in the stone and he ran it to the village where his professor
that
was.
That impresses me more than the Hall of Fame award.
If only I'd had some carbon paper so I could have made an extra copy of that. And I think I got an A on the paper also because I had audio. It was like my first multimedia thing. The paper was about John, and I had recorded clips of his show and Boogie Checks and Americana Panorama and all of the signature things that he used to do. It was...
How long have I known you? You've never told me this.
I've never... Well, you've never gotten into the Radio Hall of Fame before.
Oh, that's I wanted to when make you find out what Dean Richards did.
I want to make sure this is going to stick before I told you.
By the way, your delightful daughter, Amy Landecker...
Who's also here, Steve, by the way.
Oh, is she really?
Not at the mic, but she's in the building. She's getting some makeup right now.
She was on with us a couple of weeks ago.
She's good, isn't she?
Well, not only is she good, she gushed about her father.
Oh, she's so proud of you, John?
She was talking about what a thrill it was. And
I'm proud of her, too, by the
way. Well, of course. That's the dad thing. But you need to know that your kid's really proud of you.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm very grateful for that.
Steve, I also wrote a paper about Amy Landecker in college.
And that's what John said, stay away.
She wasn't even born then, but I had a feeling there was going to be this remarkable actress in this show called Transparent.
Speaking of the unborn.
What?
Last night I actually thanked a fetus.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was thanking everybody in my family.
Yeah.
And I got to my nephew, Will, and his wife, Caitlin, and their unborn child, who has another month left in Caitlin's womb.
Well,
I mean,
nice.
I got everybody. I even thanked my dogs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Biggest break you got in the business was what and from whom?
Well, I would say the biggest break that ever happened was I was at Michigan State University, and I was on a local station in Lansing, WILS, and two people who really are not in broadcasting, Dave Alberry and Jim Donahue, without me knowing, recorded my show, and they were friends with a disc jockey in Detroit at CKLW named Mike Rivers, mm-hmm. who kept the tape and went to WIBG in Philadelphia, and they had an opening, and he gave the tape to the program director, and I got a call at Michigan State as a student, as a senior, saying WIBG in Philadelphia wants to fly you out tomorrow for a job interview.
Nobody. By the way, just so we're clear,
that doesn't happen.
This is when disc jockeys were king, and you don't go from zero to 60. You don't go from college to the majors.
Wait, Steve. Good news, I go to Philadelphia. Bad news, your name is Scott Walker.
There you go.
Okay.
The first genius management you ever ran
into.
And
that was a nightmare. So, but the big break, though, if you really want to talk about it, has got to be that, because it put me into the major markets. I was there. They sold the station. New people came in. It was total personality. And then that led to WLS. But the initial thing it really has got to be these two guys.
How about that?
Giving a tape unbeknownst to me.
Well, you know, Dane, the one thing I always loved about John is he's the same guy on the air as he is off the air. And by the way, he'll just be walking down the street doing boogie checks with tourists. to be the same guy is a great thrill for all these fans, for all these years who have loved you, get a chance to meet you and stuff. But you're just a good dude.
You know, I gotta
along with being a great disc jockey, you're just a good guy.
Thank you. I always loved being on WGN, too, by the way. I always have loved the station.
Yeah, well,
Wally, all of it. All
WGN,
the way back.
WGN, right? I mean,
yeah.
For those of you know, you've been in Chicago, you know, decades. So has Steve. I grew up here. If you did, WGN was... You know, top of the mountain.
And in a lot of different ways, too. Not just ratings-wise, but the way things were done first class and still are. And, you know, has a full news staff, and it's really a radio station. I know that sounds sort of ridiculous, but today there are radio stations that aren't really radio stations.
Yeah, it's true.
I loved it when you were here, John.
Oh, thanks.
You know, it's interesting.
For 5 minutes.
I've been doing the story on TV all morning about the John's induction last night and talking about the boogie check, assuming that every man, woman, and child on Earth knows what a boogie check is. Mm-hmm. And a millennial came up to me in the hallway and said, what's boogie check?
Well, they were fired, weren't they? I hope they were fired.
A while ago, and she says on the air, what's a boogie check?
Devontae's? Oh, that's right. Devontae's didn't grow up here.
No. So,
yeah,
she did,
Chicago?
But she's...
Oh, but that's right. She went
she's
away.
Not
oh,
90
yeah,
years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Why would she know it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
90. You watch your mouth.
So how do you describe what boogie check is, John?
I started to describe it,
and it's just like you sort of had to hear it. It's
as if Steve suddenly decided to have everybody call in, and he answered the phone rapidly on the air, saying whatever he wanted, and they said whatever they wanted on the phone, and that's what they did for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was
bang,
checking
bang,
their
bang,
boogie.
Bang, 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 bang.
Unscreened, right?
But it was really... Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, that was one of its biggest initial attractions was no one in top 40 radio or rock radio or most radio, actually, at that point, put live unscreened phone calls on the air.
Playing without a net.
And the kids swore, and there was no delay. And so, they're swearing on the air. And then that got around the teenage community in Chicago, so everybody was calling. And the FCC said at the time, you know, you have to be just very diligent about keeping these calls off the air. Well, you can't be diligent about it because by the time you know that they're going to do that on the air, they've already done it on the air. WLS had to come up with they invented a delay system.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, at that point, you didn't have Facebook, so the kids communicated on something called Face Bike.
Think about it, where
you would get on your bike and you'd ride to your friend's house, and your face would see their face, and you'd tell them about boogie check.
Yeah, but think about it. There were two rock stations in Chicago at the time, WLS and WCFL. They were both on AM. There wasn't any internet, no Spotify, no satellite radio, no iHeart. None of that. I mean, it was a very limited... menu.
Well, listen, here's the thing. The most amazing thing is you were probably playing 10 records an hour?
Well, some of the worst music ever recorded, regardless of whatever it was.
To be able to be entertaining in 10 seconds, in 15 seconds, in 30 seconds, at the most, it was a two-minute burst you may have had once a night, twice a night. And to be as legendary as this tells you who John Lamdecker was as an entertainer.
Well, John Guerin, who was the program director who I saw last night, you know,
I love John. He's a good man.
He's a great man, and he governed a group of crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
And there were things that lasted 5-6 minutes as things got on, mm-hmm. and as long as the ratings were there, he didn't bat an eye. So.
That was revolutionary.
And, you know, it was a great staff, too, by the way. I mean, you know, we're talking Lujak and Surratt and Winston.
Yeah, then nothing ever happened with those guys.
No, they're total failure, as I told Bob last night. He inducted me, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I said,
We love Surratt.
I said, I'm throwing you this bone, Bob, because, you know.
He could use a break.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you got to go to TV, but I couldn't be more thrilled for you, and it's beyond deserved, and. Yeah, we love you, man. That's
hey,
it.
Thanks, Steve. Right back at you guys.
Steve, I love this idea of unscreened phone calls. Why don't we do that in the next segment?
How about you wait till I go on a Trump rant, then we open the phones?
Yeah. You know, and I used to do Nixon impersonations.
Yes, I remember.
You know what I mean?
Oh, what was your song? Take a Walk
Make
on
a date
the water,
with Watergate.
Make a Date on the Watergate.
It was done to Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Do me a favor. Give me 10 minutes. Call back as Nixon.
Okay.
Hello, Steve.
John Records Landecker. Records truly is his middle name, and he's a Hall of Famer.